Matt, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. You are flying out this afternoon to head over to Iowa City, aren't you?
You got it. Headed to Iowa in a little bit here.
You know, in a story that I'm a little confused about, because I read it from two different sources online, Chris L. Rucker was the player who was suspended for the second time from the Michigan State football team. He recently served some time in jail. But I saw a part of a story, and hopefully you can clarify this. Is he going to decide if he plays against Iowa on Saturday, or is Coach D'Antonio?
According to Coach D'Antonio last night, telling us that it was going to be up to Chris L. Rucker whether or not he was going to come with the team to Iowa. Now, Coach D'Antonio said he will not start. If Chris decides to make that trip, he will not start. However, Coach D'Antonio did not really get into how much he would play if he was there. I asked him that specifically, and he said that pretty much at this point he just doesn't know.
Has Chris L. Rucker practiced this week?
He did practice yesterday. We talked to a few of the players. Obviously, they didn't let us talk to Chris, but you know, a couple of the players mentioned he was there. He talked to the team. You know, said he was sorry, but was out of practice, and you know, went through all of Thursday afternoon's workouts with the team.
And what's interesting with Chris L. Rucker being away from the team and the injuries, what I have learned about this Spartan team and about the program now, Matt, is that. It doesn't matter what happens, whether someone is sat down, whether there's injuries. This team has enough talent and is deep enough that they can overcome situations like that.
I think you're right, Tony, which, you know, I guess it's maybe a cynical view, but a part of me almost thought that you wouldn't see Chris L. Rucker back, maybe partly because of that. The young freshman, Darquez Denard, has played pretty well the last couple of weeks, you know, in Rucker's place. So, you know, this is depth that the Michigan State team didn't used to have, and Mark D'Antonio certainly changed that the last few recruiting classes, and I think you're seeing that specifically in this case right now.
Well, the Michigan State Spartan football team is undefeated, and they are ranked number 5 in most of the polls. They're ranked number 5 in the BCS standings, and with a victory this Saturday at Iowa against Iowa, who knows what could happen if you get a few upsets with the top 4 teams.
Yeah, you're right, and I got to be honest. If they win this game tomorrow, there's really not a game left on their schedule that they should not win. You know, obviously they might need a little help above them in the rankings, but you know, like Auburn and Oklahoma, those teams. They play some pretty tough games themselves in their conferences coming up. So I think you're absolutely right. Who knows what'll happen? But you know, for Michigan State, it all comes down to tomorrow. They need if they take care of business there, then. You know, they're in a pretty darn good position, that's for sure.
We talked with some fans about the Spartans' victory over Northwestern last week, and there was a point where they were 17 points down. But I just got the feeling that with so much time left and all the bad things that could happen so quickly, that the Spartans really weren't out of this, and perhaps in past seasons they would have folded. What was your sense being in Northwestern? Did you have a sense that they were going to come back?
Eventually, yes. I would say when it was 17-0, right when they went down, maybe not. But when they came back and got that touchdown before the end of the first half, you did kind of get that sense. And Coach D'Antonio even said it on the TV broadcast going into halftime that they'll be all right. And it really is a different sense with this team than you would have had in the past. I mean, there's been several instances along the way this season alone where you would have thought teams in the past would have folded and. You know, and not come up with the big play or the big drive. But, you know, this team each and every week seems to be proving that theory wrong. And, you know, coming back from 17 in Northwestern was really just the latest.
We're talking with Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News. You can read his stories at detnews.com, detnews.com. In talking about the Spartans and this upcoming game, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it shouldn't come as a shock. The last three games between these teams have been, you know, 12 points or less. Obviously, everyone knows the final play they lost on last year. So, you know, I wouldn't expect a whole lot different this year. I expect another close game. You know, a 10-point-plus game would really shock me. So this is another one that could come down to a field goal kicker. With Iowa's great defensive front, this could be also another game where Kirk Cousins really kind of steps to the forefront for Michigan State. And, you know, in terms of who wins this, it's really anybody's guess. That's a toss-up in my eyes.
Matt, in attending practices, anybody talked about last year's Iowa game? In watching that game, I just thought Michigan State deserved to win. And then, of course, that last second drive ended up in a victory for MSU. Is that motivation for the Spartans?
Yeah. You know, they talked about this way back in August. You know, and then they've mentioned it again this week. Eric Gordon, one guy who said he watched the film again Monday and it still makes him feel sick. You know, to lose on the last play like that is pretty tough. But these guys, you know, they've shown a pretty good knack for, you know, not so much dwelling on a negative, but kind of turning it into a positive and learning from it. You know, the ironic thing about that final drive last year was that Chris Elrucker was the guy who got beat on that final play for the touchdown, and this is kind of a game he's been looking to ever since then. So it will be interesting in many facets to see how it goes tomorrow.
And, Matt, before I let you go, two more questions. It seems like this is the year for the Spartans. Their coach goes down, injuries, some social issues with some kids having to be sat down, or a kid having to be sat down, fourth quarter plays. You need some luck when you have a special season like this. This seems like all the football gods are with the Spartans this season.
Yeah, you know, it really does seem like that. You can go along any sport, really, and a championship team has, you know, all those kind of moments wrapped up in one, and certainly to this point, Michigan State has had all of them. You know, Iowa will certainly be easily their toughest test, but, you know, the way things have been lining up to this point, I find it really hard to pick against them at this point.
And then finally, Matt, when talking about the MSU Spartan basketball team, give us the latest. What's the health of all the players who were injured? What's the tone and practices, and are they ready to start playing?
Yeah, you know, if you talk to Tom Izzo, he's not working these guys as hard as he used to, and that's, you know, kind of new for him, but it's almost been by necessity with the injuries they've had. Obviously, they lost the freshman Russell Bird, will probably miss most of the year having the surgery to kind of repair that stress fracture he had from high school. But, you know, you have Kalen Lucas coming back from the Achilles, Corey Lucius with a knee injury. Those guys, Corey Lucius especially, looks really good. Obviously, he's going to have to deal with the suspension for his off-court problems, which they haven't decided yet on. And Kalen will tell you he's not 100%, but, you know, this guy even at 85% is going to be as good as anyone in the country. And, you know, Draymond Green had a little ankle thing, but he looks pretty good. So, you know, they're coming into form. It might take a little bit longer, you know, the start of the season than usual, but they're going to be in good shape.
All right. Travel safely to Iowa City, Matt. We'll talk with you soon.
I will. Thanks, Tony.